Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, after a week off, we're back for another episode of N4G Radio, and a lot's happened since we've been gone. Pigs have flown, which,
yes,
if you've kept up on the internet, you know what that refers to, which we'll talk about a little later. But everything else is about normal. And with us this week, we have Gamescom.
Greetings, programs.
Ah, there it is. I'm trademarking that shit. Also with us, we have the Wombat Ryan Wombo.
Catchphrase.
Yes, you have one. And finally, we have Killer Wolverine, the K-Dub.
Yay. And stuff.
All right.
There you go.
But let's just get right into it. It's been 2 weeks. I'm playing some games. I at least know three people on the show have at least played one game, because we all played together.
And that's half my fondling.
There you go.
The other person didn't show up.
I know. What a douche. Oh, wait. You're in the room.
Oh, sorry about that.
Speaking of douche, let's start with GambusCon's fondling.
Wow. Nice segue.
Thank
that
you.
That was genius, sir.
I do what I can.
Let's see. Yeah. I played some more Dragon Quest IX for the DS. I think I might just be playing this game for probably the rest of the year. It is definitely in my top three games of the year. And it's just so awesome to have and carry with me everywhere I go. I don't think I've ever had a game where it's actually made me want to take my DS everywhere. I mean, literally everywhere I go.
Oh, really? Do you take it to bed with you?
Yes, I do, actually.
Cue the porno music from Machete.
Hey, that music was awesome.
That music was awesome.
All right, the music that played every time they showed Steven Seagal's blade was even better.
Oh, yeah. The
yeah.
I'm going to have to see that movie. It sounds pretty sweet.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
Let me see here. Another game I played this week was the demo for the XBLA game called Shank.
Ah, Shank, yes. I can talk full about that because I reviewed it.
I love it. Why do you think?
It's a very good, it's very hard.
Yeah.
Like, when you get later into the game, it becomes ridiculously hard. I love the art style. The art style is so very cool. Do you have the problem? Do you have the bug?
You mean the bug where the cutscenes skip?
Yeah, the intro is like really laggy, and then like in between levels, it loads forever.
I did notice a little bit of skipping in the cutscenes, but it wasn't really anything too terrible. The bug might be working on minimal on my system.
Which I thought was funny because the developers came out and said, well, it's because of people with older Xboxes, and then I replied with, I have a Slim. it's not an older Xbox. Mine is brand new, so what's your excuse now? And still no patch. I'm pretty pissed about that. I mentioned that in my review. I'm like, that's really kind of shitty.
Yeah, it's kind of like Castle Crashers part in a way.
Hopefully they fix this one, because, you know, the only thing they did in 2 years at the Behemoth was re-release it on PSN for the same ridiculous price.
Really? It's the same price?
Yeah, it's $15.
$15.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it.
2 years later, though?
Yeah, not 2 years later.
No, it's, whole thing, I mean, Castle Crashers, I mean...
What was that?
Oh, that was, sorry, my fault.
I mean, sorry, guys.
Excuse me.
Are we doing this show from a haunted house?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Castle Crashers is still probably in the, usually in the top 15 downloadable games for consoles currently. Let me see here. I really did like Shank, though. It kind of had a Contra meets Ninja Gaiden vibe.
Oh, yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah, in terms of like the actual structure of the gameplay and the level designs, remind me kind of like Contra, a lot like Ninja Gaiden, and I also had kind of a like that first boss where you fought him in the ring. It kind of reminded me of the I think it was the second boss in Final Fight where you fought in a ring. So. To me, it just seemed like there was a lot of homages going on of great games from the late 80s, early 90s era. Great, great game. Love the art style. It reminds me of something from like Adult Swim, like some of the animation, except even better than most of their stuff. But yeah, that was really cool. I also played the demo for the upcoming Sega title, Vanquish. And what I have to think, what I have to say about this, it's like a mixture of Gears of War meets the anime called The Giver, but then give it loose controls, and there you go.
Yeah.
The game looks fantastic. I like the look of the game. I like the biomechanical, or more mechanical than bio, look. I like the clean look. So the aesthetic kind of won me over. I really liked how the game looked. I mean, when I first saw it and played it very, 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 very briefly at E3, I just thought it looked like an awesome game. But then I played it, and I don't know. It's fun, but it feels really flawed. It feels like a really flawed game. The controls are loose as a goose.
I was actually not very impressed with it. I actually didn't even finish the demo.
Me neither, to tell you the truth.
I was playing it, and I'm like, I don't know. Something about it just didn't grab me.
I think I know what irritated me about the level design, and specifically, is that I was cooped up in this area, and enemies just kept coming out. They just kept coming out. I'd kill them, they'd keep coming out. I'd kill more, they'd keep coming out. I mean, I think we're used to having games of that similar overall theme, but in Gears of War, it always felt like you were progressing the whole time. Like, it almost felt like you were moving, even though you wanted to take a look at the scenery, because everything in Gears of War was absolutely beautiful. The graphics were fantastic in those two games. Vanquish, I mean, it's like, it's not, you don't have quite as much to look at as you do in Gears of War. And on top of that, you're stuck in one area for a really long time, you know, and you got this really, it felt real loose, man. It felt real loose. When I played it at E3, it played the same way, and I just assumed that it was kind of early in development, and I just kind of went on because I was like, oh, it looks like a cool game. Hopefully it'll be cool when it comes out. We're really close to the release date on this game, aren't we?
I believe it's in October.
Yeah, that's pretty close. yeah, they can't really do anything between now and then. So hopefully the demo was a early demo, like as in it's been around for a while demo. Otherwise, they could be in trouble. I mean, even if the game is fantastic, I mean, they can't. I think they're going to be financially in trouble anyway, regardless of if it's a great game or if it's just okay.
Well, I definitely don't think this game is going to sell.
No, I don't think so either. It seems like Platinum Games, the developer, it seems like they're just not getting a break. You know, I mean, it's kind of a difficult dilemma to discuss, but it's aimed squarely at the gamers who have Eastern tastes, but with trying to basically straddle the line between an Eastern look with a Western gameplay mechanic, and I think they're just going to alienate probably both sides. It seems like Vanquish is like almost a straight by the numbers in terms of like narrative and presentation. It just seems like it's straight by the numbers, and it feels kind of soulless. I actually felt at one time an almost like a time crisis feel to the game. Even though it was obviously on a higher budget than a Time Crisis game. But I don't know. It's not going to sell when it comes out, unfortunately. It's not going to be a very high rated game. It's going to be a very average game. And it kind of hurts me because Platinum Games, I mean, yeah, sure, every game that they make, alienates a lot of people, but I think overall they're a solid development company, and I think that in terms of the economic times, hopefully Vanquish won't be the final nail in their coffin. So that's all I have to say about Vanquish. And I played one more game this past couple weeks, and it's a demo of an indie game that is absolutely freaking incredible. And that is a game called Beat Hazard. Have any of you guys played Beat Hazard?
Actually, I downloaded it on my Xbox ages ago, and I never played it.
Well, it's like Geometry Wars.
But you have your own music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it adds a lot to the game.
The game is built around the music. You put your track in, and it sends out enemies based on the beat of the music.
Yeah, and I've encountered scenarios where the entire it's not just like enemies coming out with the beat of the music, but it's also certain scenarios will happen. Because, like, that would be song specific. Like one time, I was, like, playing the game and I was shooting all the enemies, and then all of a sudden these big two giant, spaceships, like, really big ships that took up a majority of the screen between the both of them, they both came into view, like, simultaneously, all at one time, and I never had that happen in any other song. So the songs will also trigger crazy events, and the patterns, of course, also follow the beat of the music. And oh my God, the background lighting! You want to talk about something that will induce seizures in a person? If you even suspect that you have seizures, you might want to stay away from this game, or at least play it under close supervision, because I almost felt like I was going to have a seizure when I played this game. My eyes felt really weird when I played it, due to when you begin the game, every time you play, first start playing the game, it's kind of like this, almost like a black and white looking, very simple. The enemies are simple. Your firing on the enemy looks very simple. But then when you start collecting power ups, and the music starts becoming louder, you start noticing more color. Enemies start, you know, taking on more detailed look. And you keep playing, and then like you start noticing like nebulas and like gaseous clouds and kind of like almost like solar system kind of anomalies in the background, and they start strobe lighting like literally like a strobe light. And I had my lights turned off in my bedroom, and literally the whole room was literally like doing the strobe light from the TV. That's like how intense it would become. And not just any light, like white light, but it would be like red, blue, yellow, green, and it will change without warning. And it just, it kind of wigged me out for a second.
Did you just say wigged me out?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably one of the games that, because like certain first-person shooters, if they have a high, you know, frames per second ratio, you know, it will give me motion sickness. Like that one game, what was it called? Marathon? XPLA?
Marathon gave everybody motion sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got motion sickness from that, and I got motion sickness from some other game. I forgot what it was. But this game didn't give me motion sickness, but it just made me feel weird.
Now,
like my eyes actually felt like strained while looking at it.
Now, didn't your game get repetitive? Because aren't all the songs on your custom soundtrack just... So didn't it just keep throwing like the same enemy at you?
No, it's got a little variety. It's like oots, 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 and then it's like boop, 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 boop. So it's got a little bit of variety to it, you know. So, the ships don't all come, you know, constantly the same the whole time.
But okay.
It's a really fun game. I really enjoy it.
Awesome.
And that concludes this couple weeks worth of game fondling. And then in the future, I would say, of course, more Dragon Quest IX. And Halo doesn't come out until the week after this.
14th.
Yeah, the 14th. Okay. So.
Are you actually going to play?
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to Halo Reach.
All right, because you didn't show up for Halo Night.
Yeah, I had things going on.
Well, you didn't even tell anybody. We were waiting on you.
Thing is, I had a 12-hour day worth of work, and I knew that if I, you know, was a, you know, part of it, I feel real bad. Also, I had to cancel basically a something else besides that was happening at the same time. So I actually had to, I was like, I'm going to take a nap because I, you know, sometimes life goes, can take certain turns, and obviously some of the listeners know that, you know, I've been deep in a relationship that is very, very awesome.
He's in deep.
Oh, you didn't have to go there. But anyway, yeah, it's going really, really well. And but at the same time, I sometimes don't have much sleep, and you know, so I kind of have to sacrifice some playing time, so. Well, aren't I a bump on the log today?
You are. That's all right. Nobody else is talking except for me and you.
Hi.
But yeah, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. So,
blessed art thou.
Yes, I am.
So, I guess we'll move on to the Wombat.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, let's see. This week, really hasn't been much, honestly. We played Halo, as mentioned, with everybody, which was a lot of fun. So I had a good time with that. And it's been nice. I missed playing Halo with everybody. I forgot how much fun it was.
Yeah, it was the last time we'll ever play that one.
Yeah, exactly. but we'll get into Reach once Reach comes out. So,
yep.
That'll be fun. And then, let's see. What else did I play this week? Played a little bit more Red Dead Redemption, which is a lot of fun, as everybody knows.
Nice.
And then, I mean, pretty much the rest of my week, the only other thing I did, I was in kind of an old school mood this week. And I found two discs that I had for my 486 computer.
Oh, snap.
In 1993 or 94, somewhere around in there. And these two discs, there were more on there, but just to give you an idea of the quality of games that these two discs contained, these two discs, between the two of them, had Ultima 7, Ultima 8,
sweet.
Ultima Underworld, Wing Commander 2, Wing Commander Academy, Syndicate Plus, Strike Commander, which was a jet game by the same people who made, by Origin, the same people that made Wing Commander, Populous, and let's see what else. There's a bunch of other games, but I'm trying to think of the really high profile ones. I guess that pretty much wraps it up for, like, the big ones that were on there. So I played a lot of those this week. And had a lot of fun going back and playing some of the old school games that I used to play a lot of in the early 90s. In the early 90s, I pretty much split my gaming time between the PC and my Super Nintendo. I played a lot of stuff on my 486, so it was kind of cool to go back and play some of those games again. And I had to... obviously, they wouldn't run regularly on my XP, so I had to boot them up in a thing called DOSBox, which is really cool if you have like old school 486 CD-ROMs that you can't run on your Windows XP anymore. Go download DOSBox, and you'll be able to run them just fine. And it basically tricks your computer into thinking that it. Is a old school DOS system.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was really, really cool. So yeah, I was grateful to get to play some of those old games again that I hadn't played in a long time, and I forgot how disorienting Ultima Underworld was, because it was in the very, 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 very early first person stages. So it is very disorienting is about the best word I can use. But there's a lot of... I mean, Ultima Underworld, for people who don't know, imagine an Elder Scrolls game set in an underground dungeon and from 1993 or whenever it was, 94. It was way ahead of its time. It was very, very deep. There were a lot of... I mean, there was... You got different reputations with different factions. You could equip different equipment, obviously. And you could... Depending on where you pointed the mouse, you could do overhead swings, side-to-side swings, or jabs with your weapon. It was really, really ahead of its time. If anybody hasn't played it, I recommend trying to find a way to do so. Because it's really, really fun. You just gotta go into it knowing that it was made in 1993 or 4, so the graphics are not good. But it's still a lot of fun.
Oh.
And then I also played I managed to come across a copy of a game that Zero Tolerance will be happy to hear that I played. I played the original StarCraft.
Yeah.
Just to see if I would like it enough to eventually down the line when I get a better PC to see if I would like to get the second one. And I only played one or two missions of it. And it's, I mean, it would take some getting used to. I'd have to get used to everything about it. But I mean, it was fun. I had a good time with it while I played it. I have a feeling it's going to be a little too in-depth for my taste. When it comes to, RTSs, I'm noob doesn't even describe it. But I did play a little bit of that. I enjoyed it. I plan to play more of the first one. And then I also played, in a similar vein, not quite as old school as everything else, but I played, Warcraft 3, a little bit of Warcraft 3, which is a game that I also enjoyed, even though, again, I'm not huge on RTSs. I do enjoy the Warcraft series. I guess that pretty much wraps it up for me.
And for your future?
Future is probably... Well, we'll see what Gamefly sends me this week. I'm actually hoping that Gamefly sends me Monster Hunter Tri this week. Or the things on my list are Monster Hunter Tri, Metroid Other M, and Singularity. And then I've got Crackdown 2 on there still, and Spider-Man, but Spider-Man doesn't come out for a couple weeks.
No, it comes out Tuesday.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple days. That's what I meant to say. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see what Gamefly decides to send me.
Singularity's awesome. I can speak from that. That was a great game.
Yeah.
Started off kind of slow, though.
Yeah, it does, but it totally picks up by the end.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to really digging into... Actually, I'm looking forward to playing all those, so at this point, I don't really care what they send me. That's my future fondling, and then Reach, obviously, when Reach comes out.
I hope they send you Metroid, because, you know, that's been getting really no attention from what I've seen, and that's disappointing.
Yeah, I'm actually really interested in Metroid. That's probably what I hope they send me the most.
You know, I would love to give Metroid attention if Nintendo would answer my email. You know.
Well, there's that.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Anyway. Move on. Move that. I kind of blurred that together. K-Dub.
Well, besides Halo, like previously mentioned, the only other thing I played was Madden. And I remember a couple weeks ago I said that I was blowing the computer out on Rookie. Apparently I was wrong. Apparently I've been blowing them out on Pro. So I'm going to have to bump up the difficulty to All Pro.
Nice.
Because, I'm just owning these people. It's not even
You're better close. Than you thought you were.
I guess. Or the computer's as bad as... Well, just horrible, but I don't know. It's the game is glitchy, and it's frustrating sometimes. I was on defense, and the offense threw a pass, 20-yard pass or so, and it was towards the out-of-bounds line, and... He won. The receiver jumped up and, you know, caught the ball and came down out of bounds. And you can see that as the play happened. And I'm like, okay, he's out of bounds. They're not going to say he caught it. Sure enough, the game said he caught it. So I'm like, no. I'm going to challenge this. So I, without even thinking, I tried to click the left trigger, which instigates the challenge. If it gives you the option. So I kept clicking it, but I realized it didn't give me the option. I'm like, no, this is bullshit. So I had to go pause and, you know, get the play challenge through the coaching option screen. And usually if you do that, it's not going to be overturned. It's usually upheld for some stupid reason. And sure enough, it was upheld. I'm like, wait a minute. As the play was happening, I can see your feet out of bounds. And in between plays, when they showed the replay, I can see your feet out of bounds. How was that a catch? It's just little shit like that that pisses me off. And then there's a lot of other glitches that go on in this game that just are inexcusable. And I don't know. Sometimes it just sucks the fun out of it, and I'm just like, whatever, I don't want to play your stupid game right now. So,
if you're
seriously,
game.
Because, I mean, if you usually, you know, while you're in, you know, while you're playing the game, you miss little things, and you're like, oh, I'm going to challenge that. Because as you see the replay of the play, you know, in between, as you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. And you usually, you know, if you pay attention, then you can kind of see what happened, and then you can decide if you want to challenge then or not. But I saw it as it was happening, as he came down, because I was the defender going to tackle this motherfucker. He was out of bounds. Clearly, both feet out of bounds, not even a question. How was that not overturned? It cheats. Because I was kicking their ass.
Cheating motherfucker.
So, there was other issues too, but I don't like how they have the challenges, because if you, something happens, like I fumbled the ball apparently now, like the first 12 games of my franchise, my running back has not fumbled the ball. Past two, he's done nothing but fumble the ball. So that's kind of stupid, but he fumbled the ball once and I'm like, okay. Whatever. I wasn't thinking anything of it because you know what happens. So, and then they showed the, you know, the replay in between the setting up of the next play. And I'm like, oh, his knee was down. I'm going to challenge. And obviously, then the prompt came up to challenge the play. I hate that it only shows up when you can win the challenge. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, Ken. Like, that's the only way you can challenge is if they know you're going to win.
No, I've lost on a one-hit prompt.
See, I've never had that. I've never had it. It only came up to me when it knew I could win. Every time that prompt came up, I would win the challenge. And every time it didn't come up and I wanted the challenge to play, like the out-of-bounds debacle, I would lose.
The out-of-bounds debacle. Yeah. The great out-of-bounds debacle of 2010.
Yeah. Indeed. So, I don't know what's up with that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just overthinking it, or just it just be, happens to be coincidence. I don't know. And I was on the brink of finishing my regular season. I was 15-0, and I was playing my last game. It fucking froze on me, and I didn't save, so I have to go back and play the next four games again.
Well, that's not the game's fault.
Yes, it is.
You should save after every game.
I thought it auto-saved after every game.
No, you have to manually. It's been that way for 5 years.
And I don't care. Now I care. Cause
well, you know, that's not the game's fault. That's your fault.
It shouldn't freeze.
No, it shouldn't freeze, but you should save.
Well, it should auto-save after every game.
Oh, see, here we go.
Hey, I can't help it if I'm spoiled anymore.
Yeah, well, get over it.
No.
Whiny bitch. Because
I've got to go. Because I had all these awesome plays, and now I don't know if I can recreate it.
Oh, big deal. Like, those awesome plays mean anything.
Hey, man, they're stats for my player.
Oh, whatever. Put it on rookie if you want stats. You can break every record in the game.
Well, that's very true.
It's not what the game's about. It's about having fun.
Yeah, well, I'm not having fun when bullshit calls, you know, happen.
Let me ask you this. You got mad about that play? What was the final score?
I don't know, because I have to go back and replay it.
Uh-huh. Well, no, what was the final score? You know what the final score was.
No, I don't
know. It
was
like 66-4.
That was the last game. That was the game I was on. And it froze. So I don't know. I didn't finish the game.
You know, it might not be the game.
What, you implying that it's my system?
It might be. It's an Xbox.
Oh, snap. Suck at Xbox. But other than that, I played online with Professor Chaos again, and we actually moved it up to All Madden because we blew it up on All Pro.
That's nice.
We also blew it up in All Madden.
That's nice. That's nice that I, you know, texted you after Halo last night to see if you wanted to play some Madden. You didn't answer.
I didn't.
Whatever.
I didn't play it yesterday.
Oh, what a whiny biatch. Quit whining.
Texted him right after Halo. I'm like, hey, you want to play some Madden? No. Didn't answer. I was like, I know you got my text. You were just on Halo.
Let me look at my phone and see if I got that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember getting a text from you.
But you might have got a call. Check and see if you got a call, because I can tell you when I called.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get a text.
Oh, no, but I bet you got a call.
I probably did. Mm. I did.
Yeah, look at that. No answer.
You can call.
11:30.
Probably because I was a little too pissed after Halo.
Oh, God. 2 hours of Halo and he's pissed.
I was done.
How are you mad at Halo?
Well, that's stupid. It started with that, what was it? What was it called? Hurricane Katrina match.
Oh, yeah.
Stupidest thing ever. That just was pointless as all hell. So, but other than that, it was fun.
It ended good.
Yeah, I love the Griff Ball. That was fun. Year.
What was it called?
Griff Ball.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun. I can play that for hours.
Yeah, so you should have went out on a good note.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's funny how complicated Halo's gotten since the last time we all played it.
I know, that's like not even, that's just custom stuff people make.
Right.
I didn't even know what was going on. Like,
I'm pretty sure the Griffball stuff is from Red vs. Blue.
Yeah, I think they mentioned that, but the zombie stuff, I'd only played that like once or twice before. I know the Halo fans are like, oh my god!
Yeah, I never played it. You know what I did like? It was a custom game I played a while ago. It was like, I can't remember what it was called now. Maybe Shipwreck or something, where the sand basically takes your health away whenever you walk on it. So you have to stay on like either a vehicle, or you have to stay on like platforms and stuff.
Wait, they call it Tremors. With Kevin Bacon.
They should have.
Bacon.
Yeah. Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
What are you gonna play this week?
Well, I'm definitely gonna find a way to get Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Have you even beat like the last three?
Yes.
You really beat the last
one? I didn't beat. I was working on beating Web of Shadows.
Because
close.
I was so funny. I thought about that yesterday. I'm like, you know, I'm excited about the new Spider-Man game. I'm like, fuck, I haven't completed one since like the first one.
You didn't beat three?
No, God, no.
Last one I beat was Ultimate Spider-Man on the regular Xbox, which, by the way, if nobody has played it, is phenomenal.
Did you really just ask me if I beat Spider-Man 3?
Yeah.
That game was awful.
Yeah.
That game was awful.
I turned it off like halfway through. I'm like, this fucking sucks.
The first time I swung through a building and got stuck halfway on the inside, and Spider-Man's legs were just flailing outside the building, I turned off Spider-Man 3 and never turned it back on again.
Yeah, that game was awful.
It was.
Ugh, God.
Hopefully this one isn't going to be awful.
I don't know. What? There's been no reviews yet. Ooh.
Well, that's...
Yeah, whatever.
What's it called
again? It
happens
all the time. Oh, it's... What is it?
Shattered Dimensions?
There you go.
Shattered Dimensions, okay.
There you go.
I will definitely find a way to get that, even though school starts on the same day, so...
Spider-Man!
I think it looks really good.
We shall see. So that's all you're going to play this week, Spider-Man?
Yes. Probably, because I have school starting up again.
Spider-Man! Alright, well, I guess that leaves me. I play
a
lot.
I
play a lot of shit. Let's see, I'll start down the system list. On the Wii, I reviewed two games this week. The first one was Ivy, the Kiwi.
By Atlas, right?
No.
It's distributed by Atlas, isn't it?
No.
I thought it was.
You're wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's distributed by Xseed Games.
Xseed. Okay, I've been getting this mixed up lately.
He's off his game.
He's off his game. That's what happens.
Yeah, come after me.
But it is made by
come
the guy...
After me.
It's made by the guy that made Sonic the Hedgehog. So...
Interesting.
That's what you put on the back of the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good, though. It's, I kind of compare it to Lemmings, because your character is always moving, and you have to create little bridges and platforms and protect the Kiwi Ivy. She's just hatched, so, you know, she's fragile.
Fragile.
Yeah, and she will run headfirst into a brick wall. So she's not only fragile, she's just very stupid.
That's a bad combination, fragile and stupid.
I know, and a baby. So, just all kinds of bad stuff happening. But it's addictive. It's like a little puzzle platformer game. The levels are really short. There's like 100 of them, so they have to be short. But you just solve how to get her from point A to point B with just three little vines. So, but it's pretty fun. It's cheap. It's only $30, so it's, you know, if you're into those kind of puzzle platformers. It's on the DS too, which I just got recently. I haven't played it yet, but I imagine it's exactly the same thing. But it's not bad. It's kind of fun. The other Wii game that I played was a two-pack of Gunblade New York and LA Machine Guns.
Oh! What do you think?
The arcade hits pack. I think they should have not bothered. I mean, it's good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but God, it's ugly.
I tell you.
You tell me.
I love the arcade machine of LA Machine Guns.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it in 1995 or whenever it came out.
I still like it now because, well, I was thinking about this because I was thinking about picking that game up that you're talking about, the two-pack for the Wii. But part of the fun of the game is the feel of the machine gun. Because when you're firing the machine gun in that game, not only does the gun shake, but everything shakes. The ground shakes underneath you. It feels like you're shooting an incredibly high-powered weapon.
Well, when you shoot the Wii remote, it feels like you're shooting a cheap piece of plastic.
See, yeah, I thought about that, and it was like, you know, why even bother?
Well, after I played it, and like it's not even like presented in widescreen. It's in the old pan and scan SD format, and it looks awful.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm like, well, what was funny is I played Gunblade first, and it looks 10 times worse than LA Machine Guns does. And LA Machine Guns looks like asshole. So you can imagine what Gunblade looked like.
Yeah, it's a byproduct of the late 90s era. High performance arcade machines with, I mean, 3D graphics back then don't hold up.
Well, I don't think the Wii could have done a whole lot better, but, you know. But anyway, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's not for me. I wouldn't have bought it. But as long as you know that you're just buying those two games, you know, obviously without the gun, I guess. It is what it is, brother. Brother.
As a matter of fact, last time I played it, it was me and my girlfriend.
You've played it recently?
At her birthday party.
See, this is why I don't go to Dave and Buster's anymore. They have fucking 15-year-old arcade games that nobody gives two shits about. I got better stuff on my phone.
You got better stuff at Arcade Legends.
Well, yeah, that's good games. You go to Dave and Buster's, they got all those shitty arcade games.
Yeah, you better believe if I'm going to go anywhere and play arcade games, it's going to be Arcade Legends. The only reason I would go to Dave & Buster's anymore is if, like, a whole group of people were going there for a party, kind of like Gambus was describing.
Yeah. But
if I just am in the mood to play arcade games, there ain't no way I'm going to Dave & Buster's.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of,
it wouldn't be if they changed their fucking arcade games. You know, they had the same one since they opened, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've added a couple, like House of the Dead 4.
Okay, that's so 2002. Anyways, speaking of games on your phone, I am actually reviewing my first iPhone game.
Nice. Which one?
Alien Cab.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And if this
is... Have you played Angry Birds yet, by the way?
No, I keep hearing about it.
You need to, because it's only 99 cents, and it's awesome.
Well, I hope this game is 99 cents. I got to do my research before I review it, because I don't want to be unfair to a game that costs less than a cheeseburger. But, wow, you just basically... A UFO, you draw a line to pick up a person, and then you draw a line to drop them off, and then you draw a line back home. And nice. Basically all I did was I would send out one cab, and then somebody else would say they wanted out, and I would draw a line to that, and then I would miss the line drawn, and they would crash, and my game would be over, because as soon as you crash, it's game over.
Right. I'm there's like, a bunch of line draw games like that on the iPhone.
That shit ain't fun.
Sounds similar to, like, Flight Control.
I'm sorry, that's not fun.
There's another one. There's another game where you basically... you control cars heading towards a four-way intersection, and you can swipe them to speed them up or swipe them backwards to slow them down or whatever, and you have to make sure nobody crashes.
Yeah, see, there's no speed in this one. It's just draw the line from point A to point B, and if you don't have a line drawn from it, they just fly around like they're drunk.
Nice.
I'm like, well, that's awesome, and, you know, I'm not exactly, like, I don't have, you know, small, bony, pointy fingers. So I'm trying to play this game, and I'm drawing lines, like, and I miss the alien cab, and then he crashes into, like, another alien cab, and, like I said, it's automatic game over.
Right.
And I'm like, this... I'm done. Not having fun with this. So, well, I hope
it's
99.
Don't play Flight Control.
Don't play Flight Control.
I was doing this as a favor to somebody. I don't
you
play any
die.
Games. I liked, I think there's only one iPhone game that I played that I liked, which was the one that was made by the guys who made Trials.
Do you remember what game it was?
Monster Truck Nation 2.
Wow.
Real quick, Alien Cab is 99 cents.
Good.
But I'll tell you, what you need to play, Ken, is Monster Dash.
No, what I need to play is more time on my Xbox and PS3.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you're looking for a good little iPod Touch iPhone game, Monster Dash is fun.
But I'm
it's
not.
The guys from Half Brick who made Fruit Ninja.
Hey man, don't
that's
diss.
Still funny to you? That's still
don't diss Fruit Ninja, man. Fruit Ninja is
Richard
awesome.
Simmons with a sword. Anyway,
Boo. Inappropriate,
but funny. Anyway.
No, but for the other two iPhone owners, Monster Dash.
Monster Dash. How much is it?
99 cents.
Okay.
There's a reason why these games are 99 cents, and there's a reason why I don't play them.
Oh, you old man.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of good stuff out there.
I don't have enough time to finish my really good stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't have time to half-ass some really good iPhone games. So, there. You know.
I'm pissed in your Cheerios.
Nobody pissed in my Cheerios. I'm just not going to turn into another Gambas.
Oh.
Where I own 500 what? Games and I've only beat two of them, okay?
Oh, man.
Suck on that egg, Gambas.
Yeah, see? That's the kind of mood I'm in today.
Everybody's against old fogies
okay.
today.
Yeah, he's older than I am.
Yes.
Yes,
but not
I
older
am.
Than Peterson.
Nobody's older than him.
Yeah, he's the oldest man alive.
I know.
Yeah, there's dirt around here that's younger.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to move on.
I'm in an eccentric mood. I'm running on fumes.
Hopefully they're... Never mind. I think that's... I have, like I said, I have Ivy the Kiwi for the DS, which that'll be the first time I've turned on my DS in a while. Trying to think. I didn't play anything on the PSP, because it doesn't have anything. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's got plenty. It's got plenty.
I have to instigate at least once a week. So, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's only fun if you instigate.
Yes.
Do I play anything on my PS3?
A movie?
I thought about it. I thought about putting Mod Nation in, because apparently they patched it for the loading issues, and I really loved that game. I did. So I thought about putting that in, but I never got around to it, because I have too much other crap I'm trying to play. What cracks me up is you realize like that Fall Rush starts this week. Like, the massive flow of games are about to hit. And I was busy this week playing other shit. Actually, that's a lie. I am playing something on my PSP. I am playing Ace Combat for review.
Oh, nice.
It's good. It's Ace Combat. But I just... I don't know. I guess PlayStation, the PlayStation brand hasn't had an Ace Combat for a while, so. And it's Ace Combat.
And it's Ace Combat.
Did the PS3 ever get one?
It's the next one's coming to PS3.
Okay, so the last one they had was PS2 with that big old flight stick.
No, the last one that came out was 360.
Well, I'm talking on the PS3.
PlayStation, I think, was the last one was the PS2 one, which was Ace Combat 4.
The one that with a big old stick, right?
They all had the big old stick. The one on Xbox did, too.
Oh, did it? Oh.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I am playing that on my PSP. It's good. If you like Ace Combat, you should probably buy it. Graphics are definitely looking dated because it's, you know, the PSP and it looks like PS2. But, I mean, for a portable flying game, it doesn't really look much better than that. So, and then on my 360, I decided to finish up my downloadable collection, which included Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. I finished that. Loved the game. Hated the last boss. Ugh.
I hate it when that happens.
Just a total, you know, display of tedium. Like, hey, I have three forms. And each one's going to be...
Oh, you gotta love the three forms.
Yeah, and each one's going to be increasingly more difficult and a pain in your ass. So, I did love that game. Phenomenal game. Cannot recommend that game enough. Just absolutely incredible game. And the other two, I was playing some Shank, which is when I realized that game's just ridiculously hard. I still love it. And Deathspank, which I really kind of didn't play for a while, but now I'm about 2 hours into it, and I'm really, really enjoying it. That game is really good, and it's really fun. And it's really funny. Like, especially when you walk up to a character and you tell them you're going to do something because you're on a quest, and the character says, "I know, I saw the quest log." So, it's actually genuinely funny, and it's very, very fun, and I'm surprised Wombat has not played it.
I know. I played demo.
It's very loot whorish.
I think I mentioned before that I was planning on buying it once it dropped in price.
Well, it should be soon because they've already announced the sequel, which comes out next month.
Great, because I don't really have time for another game right now. I can barely. That's why I haven't bought any. I honestly haven't bought a game since Red Dead Redemption. That was the last game I purchased. Just because, to be quite honest, I just don't have time. Ken, you know how it is.
Oh yeah.
So it's one of those things where if I you know, if I'm not buying some of the $60 titles that I want because I know I don't have time to play them, there's no point in me buying a downloadable game that I know I'm not going to have time to play either. So I might as well wait till it drops in price.
Yeah, I was quite amazed that they announced a sequel to Deathspank and it's due out like 2 months after the first one.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But as long as it's as good as the first one, I don't think it really matters.
They were both made at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do? But no, it's really good. It's a really good game. And speaking of downloadable games, I'm surprised that I'm the only one who played this, but Dead Rising 2, Case Zero.
Yeah, I didn't play that.
It was only $5.
Yeah, I did not play that. I should have downloaded some demos of stuff yesterday when I had my... system downstairs hooked up to the internet, but I didn't.
It's good. A lot of the stuff that was wrong with the first game has obviously been fixed. You can save, like, all the time.
Yay.
And they have three slots, so not just one.
Your mom's got three slots.
Indeed she does. Got more than that. But the big thing with this, the big thing with Case Zero is, like, creating weapons by combining stuff. So you can take, like, for instance, you can take a box of nails and combine it with a baseball bat, and then you get the idea.
Yeah.
But it's really kind of gruesome when you get the special kill with the combined weapons, because, like, he'll stick the bat with the nails in it into the top of their head, and you'll see a little cutscene where he's, like, ripping it out, and it's making a nasty noise.
Nice.
But, it's really fun. It's kind of neat the way they did this. I know a lot of people are crying because they say, "Oh, this is just a demo of a game, and I'm paying for a demo." But it's actually a prologue story. It has absolutely nothing it's not part of the final game. This is something that takes place before. Everything you do in this one will carry over to the full game. And it's $5, people. $5.
Everything you do carries over?
Yeah, everything you create, your level, everything carries over.
Cool. So,
but it was nice to get back into Dead Rising. It still has the tedium, and it still has the watch, which means things are timed.
Ugh.
And I don't understand why they have to put timed shit in video games. It's annoying.
Yeah.
So, other than that, though, I had a blast with it. I loved beating the hell out of people with a giant leaf rake. That was fun.
Sweet.
Your mom's a giant leaf rake.
Indeed. Like K-Dub, I'm still playing Madden. I'm actually at the Pro Bowl, 16-0. Going into the Super Bowl against your favorite team.
Who?
The Saints.
Oh, what? No.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, I know you ain't going to the Super Bowl against the Lions.
Well, you'd be surprised that the Rams made it into the playoffs.
Wow.
In my game.
It's the what? Touch of Sam Bradford.
It must be. So, yeah, it was the Saints and the Rams were in the championship game, so there you go. And on my end, I played against the Titans and the Patriots. And what was funny is Brady wasn't playing for the Patriots when I beat them in the AFC championship game.
Was he injured?
I don't know. It was the Hoyer guy. He was in there.
Who?
Their backup. Yeah, you don't know him because he never plays. but
they have a backup?
Yeah, I absolutely just like demolished New England in the AFC championship game. It was like 35-0.
Good. Why don't you do that to the Saints, too?
Well, Super Bowl is after the Pro Bowl, so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to playing my Super Bowl. 16-0.
Yeah, make sure you put a whooping on Drew Brees.
I will. And I have to give a shout to everybody who played Halo with us. H-Dogger, Silly Ace, Altus One, Fixer, Scorched Angel, help me out, who else was in there? Blood Mask was in there.
Your mama.
Yeah, you're not helping.
Wombat.
Well, yeah, I know you guys were in there. I'm talking about other people.
I was in there.
I know.
Davosplat.
Davosplat was in there. It was fun. We played.
Blood Mask. Did you get Blood
yeah,
Mask?
Yeah, I hit Blood Mask. Yeah. But it was good times. A lot of fun.
It was a good time.
I enjoyed nice. The see, and the thing is those guys are like uber Halo players, so they don't like to play the objective games. They kept wanting to play like Slayer version of games. I'm more of an objective guy. I like playing the flag and the bomb stuff.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. So. I did like the Griff Ball, though.
The Griff Ball was fun, but that was a team game, too, so...
Right. That was the kind of stuff that I like.
Except for the game where... I don't know if you were there yet, Wombat, where we played... I think you were. You might have been on the other team, but we played the multi-flag.
Oh, yeah. I played both the multi-flag games.
Yeah, and they had, like, the uber Halo players on the other team against me...
Quickest match ever.
It gets me, Killer Wolverine, and like Davos Blatt, and who else was on our team?
I don't remember. Like, I just remember as soon as it started, it was over.
Yeah, like they scored immediately. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, you're playing against guys who haven't played this in like 2 years. You guys are like level
at
50s
least.
Or whatever. Like, come on. Of course, on single flag, we held our own.
Yeah, I think it was a tie, wasn't it?
It was a tie.
It was.
I was like, all right, see? We ain't that bad.
I'm not a fan of two flag.
I'm not either, especially with only four people on each team. That just makes it a little too much. And then I also have to give a shout out to Katamari UK on Xbox Live, who is a developer of Trials. He added me to his friends list so I could steal his custom tracks, and by Jesus, why have they not patched this game to allow people to download custom tracks online? Because these tracks are almost better than what's in the game. They are so awesome. If they had the ability to download people's tracks without having them on your friends list, this game would be endless. Because there are just some amazing tracks out there.
Yeah, I wonder why they don't have that option.
I don't know, but I'm calling them out right here on the show because Joe Danger is being patched to add that functionality.
Really awesome. They're going to have to step it up.
Yeah.
Wow, so, you should bug them and find out and give us an answer. Are they planning more DLC, too?
Yeah, there's a new DLC pack coming very soon.
Sweet.
which is going to contain user-made tracks. I'm like, come on.
Just give us that option. Come
Just
on.
Give us the ability, and we will play your game for life, because I love that game. And the last game I played that I wanted to talk about last week, because I know Wombat didn't care much for the demo, was Mafia 2. That was the game I've been playing for like 2 weeks, because, you know, people like me and Wombat take 2 weeks to finish a 10-hour game.
2 weeks? Are you kidding? I wish I could finish a 10-hour game in 2 weeks.
Well, that's basically all I played for quite a while, and I have to say that I absolutely loved the game. I really did. I did not enjoy the driving. I knew I wouldn't.
Yeah, I told you the driving was suspect, to say the least.
And that's actually the one thing that I want to bitch about is, like, when you get towards the end of the game, I want to say this right now, I love the fact that it's a linear game. The fact that it drives you to go from point A to point B in the missions and just do your missions and don't free roam actually turned me on to the game, because I'm almost getting sick of the whole I'm going to get distracted and never finish the game. Because Mafia 2's story was excellent. It was absolutely just one of the best narratives that I've seen in a game recently. The voice acting was good. The story was good. I love the characters. The story was just really good until the last two missions, which chapter 14 just dragged on and on and on and on and on and on and on way too long, and I spent too much time driving from one part to another part, and I don't like the driving. And then the last mission was probably the biggest disappointment, because it was basically a horde mode where you're trying to get to a certain point, and then you kill this person, and the game's pretty much over, and it's, like, really depressing. So, but the story up to that point was phenomenal. I love the rise to, you know, you start the game, and this isn't spoiling anything, this is the first level. You start the game in World War II, you know, and you become, like, a war hero. You get shipped home, you know, you get to join the mob, you start slow, build up, become a big name. There's even some stuff in there where they really progress the characters extremely well. Like, you learn to like every character in the game. So, and that's really hard to do nowadays. So, I enjoyed it up to the last two missions, which Chapter 14 didn't bother me until I was like, is this ever going to end? So, but, no, I definitely recommend Mafia 2. It's about 10 to 12 hours, depending on, you know, if you do any side stuff. I really didn't. There is a mission, Chapter 14, where you have to, if you don't have enough money, you have to go do some side stuff. But other than that, it pretty much holds your hand through the game, which I actually enjoyed. So, but I think that's it. And obviously, of course, Halo 3, which we talked about. This week, I'm actually pretty excited. Spider-Man, obviously. Tom Clancy's Hawks 2 comes out this week, which they should be shipping me one. I'm actually excited to play it, because I picked up the second one on a sale and ended up actually liking it quite a bit. So, and I can't remember what the arcade games are this week.
You going to play Ruse?
No.
Okay.
Is that out this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, maybe I'll have to email him and ask him to send it to me, because I certainly ain't going to buy it. And unfortunately, I've been told that I'm on the maybe list for Move, so, you know.
Interesting.
I know all the review kits already went out, and some no-name crap sites got them, and we're on the wait list, so, whatever.
Webs.
Yeah, anyway.
I love the no-name crap site throw out there.
Well, I wasn't going to name it personally. That would just be rude. So
now I have to know who it is.
Yeah, well, just go to N4G and look how many front page articles there are for this crap site reviews Move.
Oh.
So, okay. And then you'll be like, who the fuck is that? So, whatever. Kiss my nuts. That's all I'm saying. I'm a little bitter. Well, a little bit bitter.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Some of those crap sites probably think we're a crap site.
Yeah, well, they're wrong. Anyway, all right. Now that the fondling is over, we're gonna run through some news. So,
and now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by PAX. Because it might be a simmering cauldron of germs and bacteria, but at least you'll get to play Mortal Kombat before you die of some terrible illness. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Why'd you have to rub that in? But everybody got to play Mortal Kombat.
Because I knew how much you wanted to play Mortal Kombat.
You know what? Nobody deserves to play Mortal Kombat as much as I do. I'm just going to say that right now, right here on the show. I'm going to call that out. Nobody deserves.
I'm going to go ahead and say that lie detector determined that's a lie.
Ah, that lie detector's full of shit.
Hey, Zero, I agree with you.
See? I got backing from the one-armed man.
The one-armed man?
The one-armed man?
Just let it go. Don't call attention to it. Anyway,
oh, you sicko.
Red 5 Studios has announced a new shooter called Firefall. Firefall.
Firefall.
If you don't know who Red 5 Studios are, they consist of the lead development guy from World of Warcraft, a little game you might have heard of, and Scott Youngblood, the former lead designer of Tribes. So, there you go.
Okay.
The Atlus U.S. president assures fans that the company will live on after the merger, which, if you didn't hear, there was a big merger. Atlus was swallowed up by its parent company, blah, blah, blah. They were going to dissolve the name Atlus and no longer keep it as an independent company. But he says, don't worry, we're still going to be releasing softcore porno games like Catherine. So, which I know, Gambus, you're excited about, right? You went to that website where she's spreading her legs and the little kid's head's in front of it.
Actually, no, I didn't view that.
He is now.
He's clicking on it right now.
He's clicking on something.
He's clicking on his pants. Retro City.
What?
Retro City Rampage is coming in December. It may come to XBLA and PSN. If you don't know what this is an indie game that started out as Project Grand Theft Tendo. It looks like Grand Theft Auto done in 8-bit.
That's pretty awesome.
So, there you go. Killzone 3 has been announced. Release date, February 22nd. And anybody at PAX can play the multiplayer in 3D. Okay, that's a lie.
In 3D!
This next story, I have to preface this. 2010 might be the year where every single thing I loved about gaming back in the late 90s, middle 90s, meant so much to me. StarCraft II came out this year, and we all know how much I love that game. A new Mortal Kombat was announced, and you know what that did for me. And then, at PAX, 2K Games and Gearbox have confirmed that Duke Nukem Forever is still coming out. And they actually showed it, people playing it on the Xbox 360, and it looks awesome. I'm super excited that Gearbox is making this game, finishing it up, and it will be released next year. It's only been in development for 14 years.
That's not too bad.
No, just it's actually going to have.
It'll still probably get a sequel before Two Human does.
Probably, but the fact that they actually had it playable, they showed it. I looked at the videos. I looked at the screenshots. I'm pumped. Can't wait for Duke. I don't give a shit what anybody else says. I'm excited for this game. So, and the fact that Gearbox is finishing it, I mean, how can you not feel that it's in good hands? It's like Allstate. For the 14 people who give a shit, The Conduit 2 has been delayed into the first quarter of 2011. Well, like I said, nobody gave a shit.
Here's a question for you about a game that no one gives a shit about probably anymore, is Quantum Theory.
That comes out the end of September.
Okay. That kind of... Wow. Sorry.
Well, it got delayed.
Oh. I got to play that at E3.
Did you know? Is it Gears of War Japanese? Oh, wait, that's Vanquish.
Yeah, it's... I wouldn't be surprised if you start playing it and it feels like a fantasy version of Vanquished.
There you go. The Sims 3 has some new songs coming thanks to Flo Rida and Soulja Boy.
Flo Rida.
Which, it's
Soulja!
It's just Florida.
It's Florida. Florida. Let's be honest.
It's Florida. And it's all in the family. What are we talking about here? And they're recording the songs in Simlish, which means you'll be able to understand them even more than you could their real songs.
Oh.
Wow. That was...
funny.
Yikes.
Anyway. What, I can't understand the hip-hop. I'm sorry.
You did not just say, I can't understand the hip-hop. You are the lamest person I've ever met in my life.
Oh, please. Do I really take that? That? Come on now. You used to work at GameStop.
That's true. Come and on FYE.
Now. Yeah, come on now. Come on. You're the one that told me that you used to have a regular set of customers that would come in at, what, like 9 a.m. on Saturday morning to buy softcore porn?
Yep.
Yeah, come on now. Come on now. Full power gig.
There's nothing quite like the softcore porn buyer at 11:30 on a Sunday. That's, there's nothing quite like that to give you a little pause.
Yeah. Comes in, like, hey, can I buy the new Playboy video?
What's even worse is the dude that comes in, when I worked there, Britney Spears was, still,
hot?
Well, no, that's not, I was going to say still popular.
Oh.
But I was trying to find another word other than popular. Still relevant.
There you go.
It's better than creepy old man who comes in to look at the Britney Spears video.
Nice.
And smells like mothballs.
I told you that Gambus was a different man back then.
And whose money is always wet.
Wow, that's gross.
Yeah. Oh,
that's disgusting.
The other game that uses a real guitar, Power Gig, Rise of the Six String, its full playlist was announced, which included Eric Clapton, Dave Matthews Band, and Kid Rock. Has 70 songs, and for promotion of the game, they took a giant pallet of plastic guitars and threw them into a volcano.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
I got a great idea for a promotional tool. Let's just throw all these plastic guitars into a volcano.
That's pretty funny, though. You got to give them credit
for
that.
Sounds like EA should have hired them for... Dante's Inferno pub.
Yeah, no doubt. For those of you looking for the Crackdown 2 DLC that was on Xbox Live and it's not anymore, that's because it's broken. Shortly after the DLC was released, which was the Toy Box, it basically makes the game like stall and lose frame rate and loop voiceovers and not unlock achievements. So...
nice.
What's hilarious is they're like, we've acknowledged that the bug is there, and we're going to fix it. How did you not know it was there, you dumbass? I mean, seriously, how do you have a bug that bad and not know it's there? Wait, they just copied and pasted the code. They copied and pasted the code from the last DLC from the original Crackdown, because that's all they did with the game, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I know everybody hates the term 1.5, but if any game ever deserved it, it was Crackdown 2. Seriously.
Isn't this coming from the guy who thought the original Crackdown was his game of the year?
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, you should take it.
Take it. Love it.
The developer of the original GoldenEye says that the new GoldenEye remake is motivated by money. No shit.
Oh, you're a kid.
Really?
Wow, that's breaking news.
That's
the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Here's my favorite part of it. It's just, you know, the fact that the guy from Rare is saying that somebody's doing something for money, and you're making avatars and Kinect games, so suck it.
That's his, that's about, he might as well come out and say, also, I just want to let everybody know that Grabbed by the Ghoulies sucked.
I also want to let you know...
There's another real no-shit moment.
He also wants to let everybody know that we haven't made a game that anybody gives a shit about in years. So...
Yeah.
Oh, Rare. Oh, I used to love you. But now I had to kill you. Mafia 2 is apparently off to a great start, and it's expected to be profitable, which is amazing considering it was like, what, 5-6 years in the making?
Yeah.
It was like a long development time on that game. Mm-hmm. Telltale has unveiled a mystery game called Poker Night at the Inventory from PAX.
Interesting title.
Dead Space multiplayer rumors floating around. Apparently the multiplayer mode will pit soldiers against necromorphs. How original. Whatever. Oddworld Stranger's Wrath remake is coming to PSN next April with a full HD remake. Now, Gambus, will you defend this as well? Should this be $50? That's how much it was when it came out, you know, like Castle Crashers.
Well, it's a little bit different. A little bit more, you know, time has passed, I guess.
No, it came out in 2005. That's only 5 years. And they're actually upgrading this one unlike they did Castle Crashers, so.
I don't know. I'll let you have this one, Zero.
You know I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
Anyway, Take-Two confirms that the latest L.A. Noire delay, much like they did with Red Dead Redemption, they think the delay will help. Which, I haven't even seen the damn game. That and The Agent, it's like Rockstar's like, hey, check out these two awesome games we're going to release. And you've never seen either one of them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just that's Rockstar's MO. They always do that.
Well, you want to bet it's got some dude in a jacket who steals cars and drives around a giant city.
It might.
I bet. Outland is being developed by House Marquee, with a shooter mechanic similar, the light-dark mechanic similar to Ikaruga.
Mm,
did you just yawn?
No, I went,
No, I think
good.
I thought I heard K-Dub yawn.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not from the news, I'm just tired.
Uh-huh. Apparently Medal of Honor has been banned from Army and Air Force base stores because the ability to play as the Taliban prompts military people to be upset.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
me neither.
That's a touchy subject.
It is.
I don't really want to get into that.
Yeah.
According to Ken Levine, some irrational prototype ideas may live on in another 2K project. Which is the same guy who said he wasn't working on another Bioshock. Apparently the RZA, is that how you say it? The RZA?
RZA,
From the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah.
He will be a playable character in DJ Hero 2.
So, more motivation for me not to buy it.
You didn't buy the first one. You didn't need any motivation.
Yeah. That's a good point.
On Live is having a sale this Labor Day weekend for 50% off for the Founding Members Program. I didn't even know that thing came out.
I didn't either.
So.
I didn't either.
How many Founding Members are there? Two?
Four.
Four?
I don't know. Shinji Mikami says motion controls won't be mainstream for 10 years.
That's pretty funny.
Did he say that in 2005?
No. He wants to see motion controls entirely guided by a player's eye movement.
What? Oh my god, you need implants in your skull for that to happen.
You know what's awesome? This is the same guy that has not revolutionized the Resident Evil controls in 10 years.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
So
you're still making people walk tank control style, and you want to see people be able to control stuff with their eyes? Why? So I have to turn all the way around in the circle just to turn left?
If you just tap down twice with your eyes, you'll turn around.
Tap down twice with your eyes.
Hey, I think that this this control mechanism will be fixed once we achieve warp drive capability.
You nerd. Apparently Capcom wants Resident Evil 6 out as soon as possible. Keiji Inafune, who is, like, awesome, says to expect some news soon, so possibly around TGS. He also said it's going to have a Western flavor, which really got the internet throwing an outcry. So. Nintendo is planning a Super Mario All-Stars revival for the Wii in Japan. So, once again, Nintendo reviving, you know, 15-year-old games. The PlayStation 3 Blu-ray 3D update has been pushed back to October, so if you've got a 3D TV and you expected to be watching some on your PS3 in 3D, yeah, too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Wait longer.
And probably the saddest news for me this week, LucasArts is laying off a bunch of people, including the lead writer on Force Unleashed 2. Up to 80 people are being released upon the game's completion, and from what I hear from inside sources, yes, they have canned Force Unleashed 3 as it was in production, pre-production. Which kind of sucks, because I've heard the second one is phenomenal. So...
That's terrible.
Don't understand that at all.
Yeah, don't get that. But what are you going to do?
I don't know. Apparently, MAG is offering additional character slots for a monthly fee. $1 a month will get you an additional character slot for Sony's multiplayer shooter.
Oh.
So in order to have another character, you got to pay.
You got to pay to make it today.
Oh, Jesus. The new iPod Touch, which was one of Apple's big announcements at their press conference this week, will include a game center.
You know, that's funny, too, because update 4.0 was supposed to have the game center, but now I got pushed back until this week. That's kind of weird.
Interesting. Don't know. I thought the new iPod was a waste of time. Hey, look, we added a camera.
No. Whatever.
GTA Chinatown Wars HD is coming to the iPad this week for $10. Epic,
be worth it.
Epic has put the Unreal Engine on the iPhone.
Yeah. Oh my god. The game that demo that they showed off just looks fantastic.
So it's created by Chair Entertainment, same guys that made Shadow Complex and Undertow.
Hmm.
Valve is planning three big surprises for the next 12 months, and Gabe Newell promises that people will be shocked again.
When he eats an entire turkey.
In one bite.
Not even a bite.
I was gonna say one sitting, but one bite's better.
Yes. Sony's iTunes competitor, Curiosity, is coming to PS3 and PSP.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't either. It's a cloud-based music service.
Your mom's a cloud-based music service.
I think she is. Puzzle Quest 2 is coming to the PSP. And it will include an elite mode. Elite.
Sweet.
Trials HD developer Red Lynx is preparing a new racer for the Wii called Moto Heroes.
Ooh.
Moto Hero.
Moto Hero. Hello, Moto. Christopher Lloyd has been confirmed for the Back to the Future games. And that's because he has nothing else to do.
Hey, that's awesome.
He's 71 years old, and he will reprise his role as Doc Brown.
Marty!
Marty!
1.21 gigawatt!
Madden 11 is the top-selling game in August by nobody's surprise. StarCraft 2 has sold over 3 million copies now.
Sweet good lord.
Here was the second saddest news I heard all week. Batman Arkham City to feature multiplayer.
Kinda interesting.
No, it's not.
Sure. It
could be.
No.
Are you gonna be a thug who gets beat up by Batman?
You're gonna waste time. On developing something nobody gives a shit about.
It would be interesting co-op.
No, it didn't say co-op, it said multiplayer.
Just going on a limb and assuming it's going to be co-op.
If they add Robin, do you really think that's going to make it better?
If it's Nightwing.
Maybe.
It depends on how it's implemented.
You're toying with my emotions.
I mean, everybody thought Bioshock 2's multiplayer was going to be terrible, and it was actually pretty good.
And 5 people are still playing it.
Well, it doesn't matter how many people are still playing it, it's still good.
And a lot of people also said that the second game wasn't as good as the first game, and you make that wonder, could it have been better?
No, because it wasn't the same people.
We'll see.
The same development team didn't do the multiplayer and the single player on that game. It was two different development teams.
Well, that's not the case with Arkham. It's the same team.
Right.
So,
Well, I'm willing to give Rocksteady the benefit of the doubt after as good as the first one was.
Well, I'm very cautious with my favorite games of all time. Bastards. Anyway, speaking of new IPs, Ubisoft is cautious of creating them until the next generation of consoles. Valkyria Chronicles 3 teaser at TGS. Maybe. September 16th. That's when the announcement. Kinect will apparently recognize 3 languages at launch.
Well, that's cool.
Microsoft Kinect will only recognize American English, British English, Japanese, and Mexican Spanish at first. So.
It has to learn the rest of the languages.
Yeah, that's what Skynet does.
It's got to study.
Yeah.
It's a learning computer.
It lays in wait and grows stronger.
The PSP version of White Knight Chronicles will be a prequel to the PS3 game. Square Enix has confirmed a Final Fantasy Legend 3 remake.
Interesting.
A what? What remake?
Final Fantasy Legend 3.
Oh, Final Fantasy Legend 3.
Yeah, the Game Boy game.
Right.
Yeah. Irem is apparently releasing a move-compatible disaster sim. Man, I feel like the Wii launch all over again. I keep pushing out these crappy shovelware games. Hey, who's buying Move just so you can play Aragorn's Quest?
Me.
Fucking awesome, whatever. Monster Hunter Portable the Third is hitting Japan in December.
Sweet.
Bangaio HD has been announced for Xbox Live Arcade. It's called Missile Fury.
Awesome.
Will be coming from D3 Publisher. 100 levels and an editor level tool, and it's only 800 points.
I'm there.
I know you are. Google acquires another Canadian studio called Social Deck.
What was that again?
Google has acquired a Canadian studio called Social Deck.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say Social Dick, okay?
Alrighty.
I was just checking.
Okay. I know sometimes you have dick on the brain, but it's okay. Jesus. Microsoft has announced a brand new controller. Did you guys see this?
I heard about it.
Yeah, I saw it.
It has a brand new D-pad that can, if you flip it sideways, it becomes a protruding D-pad for the normal up, down, left, right. It has no colors on the buttons. They are gray and black. And it just basically looks a little slicker.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yes, I do. Hold on.
Can you send it?
I will send you the picture. There you go.
Thank you.
But it looks pretty slick, and it's going to get me to buy another one because that D-pad looks pretty slick.
It does look pretty slick.
Yeah, that does. How do you change it, though?
You just turn it left or right.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a video on Major Nelson's website.
Now, is this going to be the standard controller, or is this just like
no idea.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty
slick. It does look nice. It looks slick.
World of Warcraft, there's a patch that's going to disable support for older Macs. So, don't know why.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That is weird.
I mean, is there something to do with older Macs that's actually hurting their game? Like, why would they want to eliminate a segment of their audience?
Says Apple has been focusing on Intel Mac since the end of 2005. Notes a Blizzard poster on the forum. So since 5 years, PPC Systems has received very few bug fixes. It's now too hard to deal with all the bugs and lack of features to support the few PPC users that we have left.
Interesting.
So
that kind of makes sense now.
Ken Levine says the BioShock movie is still an active thing.
Really?
Yep. We're digging back now. Microsoft announced the fall Xbox Live promotion. It's called the Game Feast. It will include Hydrophobia, Comic Jumper, Pinball FX2, and Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy.
Have you seen the footage of Hyper... what was it called?
Hydrophobia?
Hydrophobia. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Have you not realized that we have exclusive screenshots on ZTGD? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I know the developer. Oh. Recognize. Yes, I've seen lots of Hydrophobia. I'm actually very excited for that and Comic Jumper.
Yeah. Looks good.
Super Meat Boy looks interesting. I'll have to check that out. But Pinball FX, you know, pinball's pinball. If you're into it, it's awesome. If you're not, you're not really going to care.
Right.
Mafia 2 is getting some DLC on September 7th called Jimmy's Vendetta, which that's on Tuesday. It's $10. It gets you 30 new missions starring Jimmy. That's why it's called Jimmy's Vendetta.
I was wondering why it was called Jimmy's Vendetta.
I'm sure you were. Blizzard is interested in a StarCraft movie with the right partners. And according to Blizzard, it would take somebody like James Cameron.
Nice.
So.
Or Peter Jackson.
Yeah, whatever.
I heard they were interested in making a little game called StarCraft Ghost, too.
They were thinking about it. Okay, Jason, this one's all for you. Tron Evolution is releasing on December 7th with a collector's edition that contains the bike.
Pretty sweet.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's a big box.
Yeah,
how big
I don't...
the bike?
Well, it's not a real life-size bike.
Well, obviously.
Thing is, all I have to say is they better include some more stuff in order for me to buy it.
Oh, I figured you'd be all over that without a thought.
You'd be all over that.
Because you got to figure, I'd say it's a little... It's probably about a 6-7 inch long bike toy, and it's for basically an additional $70.
I thought I figured that all they'd have to do is include some whiskers from Jeff Bridges' chin for you to buy a Tron Collector's Edition.
I probably would if they did include that. Yes,
that's gross. Gran Turismo 5 has a hard drive installation. It will be optional, but the series creator recommends you install it. Guess how big it is?
How big?
10 gigs.
Ooh,
what?
Excuse me.
Multi-terabyte hard drive, here we come.
Oh, again?
Yep.
Jesus. Ubisoft was teasing a new game called Outland. It's a downloadable game. Which, wasn't there another game announced? Bloody Good Time. That was another one that was announced.
Yeah.
From PAX. Monday Night Combat is getting a patch and some DLC. Plus the attendees of PAX can get these little statues and t-shirts, which apparently I've got some coming my way, and when I do, I may be doing a giveaway.
What are they statues of?
The characters from the game.
From which game again? Sorry?
Monday Night Combat.
Oh, okay. Sorry, it like glitched my earpiece glitched out when you said.
Let me send you a picture because apparently I talked to the guys at Uber Entertainment and they're supposed to be sending me some of these to give away. So.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be getting a couple kits with those figures and some T-shirts to give away. So.
Sweet.
All right, now we're going to talk about the biggest news of the last 2 weeks and the uproar that it caused. Microsoft is raising the price of Xbox Live subscription fees. Starting on November 1st, Xbox Live will now be $59.99 a year, which is a $10 increase, with single-month subscriptions going to $9.99 per month or $24.99 for every 3 months. I think the thing that pissed most people off about this is Major Nelson's post about it, basically saying... We're confident that when the new pricing takes effect, an Xbox Live Gold membership will continue to offer the best value in the industry. They announced this without announcing anything additional to the service.
Right.
So I think that's why everybody is pissed. Not to mention that half the stuff that they've added in the last 2 years, a lot of people don't care.
Yeah.
Facebook, yeah. Twitter.
And not to mention every 3-4 months, PSN gets closer and closer to matching them in features.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still completely free. It's like, well, you can do Twitter and Facebook now. Well, guess what? I can do that on my iPhone for free, on my computer for free, or on PSN for free. So, mm-hmm.
And they can't use Netflix anymore because even the Wii has Netflix.
Right. Everything. You can get Netflix on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Jailbreak it or whatever.
No, so, actually, you can get it now. It's available. The app is available now. Yeah. It's been available since last week.
Gotcha. So, there. I mean, you got Netflix on everything. It's like, really, what am I paying $60 a year for?
A lot of people are saying that it's coming from the next update, which includes, you know, the YouTube, which is free, and ESPN.
Which is free.
Which is also free, or I can watch on my cable television.
Right.
Which the only is thing I can think to of, the same TV as my Xbox.
I don't understand it. I don't.
No.
Bullshit. Well,
it's like, and I told Zero the other day when they announced this. You know, it's very rare that I get online and play video games anymore. It just with you know my lifestyle as it is now, it's just tough for me to find time to go online and play a game. So, I mean, in all honesty, the last year or two, live really hasn't been as worth it to me. And especially if it's going to go up $10 in price, I said, you know, I might buy a 3-month card if we're still playing Reach in November or October when my subscription runs out. But I'm not going to do another year subscription. And I mean the price increase is just a straw that broke the camel's back in that sense because it's just not worth it for me anymore.
I think that's going to. I was telling Killer Wolverine that this is a horrible marketing move because you have a lot of people who are paying for Xbox Live right now who don't really use it, and then as soon as they up the price, you call attention to something
right.
that you've been paying for.
Absolutely,
and it goes up, and you're like, "Well, I don't." Yeah, you're like, "I don't need this." So if they're going to raise the price, I'm just going to cancel it.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a huge mistake for them announcing it without announcing something to make it worth the extra $10.
Yeah, I mean, because the fact of the matter is, with as few games as I buy now and as few games I play online, it's just not worth it. So what I'll probably do is just, if a game comes out that I really want to play the multiplayer for, I'll buy a 1 or 2 month card or 3 month card or whatever they come in.
Yeah. Or use a 48-hour free card.
There you go.
And, you know, I've hated this from the beginning of Xbox Live too. Is the people who choose to pay by the month are getting screwed as well. Instead of paying $60, they're paying double.
It's $120 if you pay by the month now.
Yeah, so they're paying double. I mean, shouldn't it be at least price matched from month to month?
You would think.
It's
a way for them to get more money.
Well, it's fucking bullshit.
It's exactly what it is. And anybody who defended this price increase is crazy because everybody's like, well, you know, it hasn't gone up in price since it started. I'm like, yeah, exactly. And people who've been using it for almost 10 years now?
Right.
Seriously, you're going to charge them more and not give them something that they want?
Yeah. I would understand if they added features that you have to pay for. But
right.
they added nothing that you have to pay for. Everything else is free.
Right, and I understand that, you know, people talk about inflation and stuff, and I mean the value of the dollar's gone down and so forth, but I mean the fact of the matter is, while I understand that servers and that kind of stuff cost money, we're not talking about a manufactured product here. I mean, it's not like we're talking about a car or something. We're talking about an all-digital service that they could basically set the price point at whatever they want to.
Oh, and on top of that, they know that there's a lot of people out there that are going to pay it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Pay it. I mean, if you want to play on Xbox Live with your friends, you have no choice.
Nope. You have to pay for it.
Yes, and we have to smile for it. And I just think it's ridiculous.
I do. I hope that they get enough cancellations and people complaining about it. You know, people like me, I can't vote with my wallet. I have to have Xbox Live. So I will continue to pay the extra $10 a year, which, you know, and that's another thing people are arguing, like, well, it's only 80 cents a day or whatever. You know, so what? It was an increase. It called my attention to it. It's a load of crap.
I liked what somebody I read said all those people who are saying that the price, the live increase doesn't matter because it's only a dollar a day, I think you should send me a dollar a day or a dollar a month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He said, I think you should send me a dollar a month.
I agree
with that.
So
wholeheartedly.
Yeah, it's really a crappy position, and basically Microsoft just wrote Sony a beautiful PR commercial.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, just gift wrapped it and sent it right over.
Yeah, right before the holiday season too. Brilliant.
Stupid. Whoever the marketing genius behind that was, should be jobless.
I should have his job. I'll do a better job at marketing his shit than they did. It's stupid. As a corporation, that was the stupidest move I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah. It was almost as bad as when. And it's almost like Microsoft has become the Sony of early 2000 and the Nintendo of the early 90s, where they can do whatever they want and say whatever they want, and nobody should care. And I'm sorry, Microsoft. You're not there. Neither was Sony.
Right.
No, what they're doing is they're going to continue to alienate those people who, like you said, were on the bubble. And they're going to just move on over to the competition.
Yep.
So, congratulations.
You saw what happened to Sony. They had a huge hole to dig themselves out of mid-PS3 development. So you're digging your own hole again.
Yep.
So, but anyway, that wraps up pretty much the biggest news from the last 2 weeks. I'm sure there's going to be some more PAX stuff floating out over the next couple days, so we'll cover that next week. I'm going to move on to the tweets. There's not a lot, which is good, because I have a lot to do today, so we might actually wrap this up early. Chuck Bartowski 1 says, Duke Nukem for, or DNF stands for Duke Nukem Forever. DNF also stands for Does Not Finish. Good God Gearbox, you're dead.
Oh.
Well, let's hope not.
I think this will actually pan out. I do.
The fact that they would show it and you know, just to show it, say it's coming and then not deliver. I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, you can tell they've definitely been working on it for a while with the fact that they had it playable for everybody on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, and quite a bit. The demo apparently was like 3 levels. So,
how does it look?
It looks like any other shooter. I mean, it's not going to blow you away when you see it, but it's Duke. So if you're a fan of Duke, you're going to like it. So you just have to be a fan of Duke. So, and yes, it is, like you asked me the other day, it is PS3, 360, and PC. So, Tortellini1 says, hope you guys have a great show. When are you going to play MAG again? I know I need to get back on that game. I really do. I had a lot of fun playing it. I really did. I just...
At this point, I don't know if it's even relevant if I even try to get back into it. Everyone's always leveled up and all this shit. So.
I know. It's just so hard. And that's what I was joking with Wombat about last night. You realize Halo Reach is going to be irrelevant to us like after a week.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. Because everyone's going to be playing it at launch and just level. Oh, God. It's going to be Call of Duty all over again.
No. The thing about Halo is I think it's not like Call of Duty where you can still jump in later. You know, but playing with people who are high level, which sometimes that's what we run into when we play with, like, the listeners and stuff. They've played so much that we just look awful compared to them.
With Halo 3, I jumped on the multiplayer the day after, and there's people already in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous. Get a fucking life.
They have one. It's called Halo.
Yeah.
Radio PM says, wow, I'm shocked you guys are doing a show since it's a holiday weekend. Hope you have a good show and happy Labor Day.
And he's, do I get to celebrate this? Because I'm not technically Labor
Day. No, you don't have a job, so
So you don't get to celebrate Labor Day. In fact, I think you should have to come over to my house and work.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it paying work?
No.
No.
Oh, well then I'm not going to celebrate Labor Day with not, you know, payless work. Screw that shit.
Radio PM says, also says, I have 3 words for you. Duke Nukem Forever. Can't wait.
It seems to be the biggest news so far, in fact.
Yeah, Key134 says, come get some. I'm loving it. I'm loving the Duke love. Frustrated Fury says, I've got some more pictures if you want them.
Of what, his backyard? We've seen everything that where he lives.
H-Dogger, who was also in the game with us last night, said, how many, if any, midnight releases of a game have you guys went to? I plan on going to Reaches. I've been to quite a few, actually.
Yeah, I've been to several.
I worked several.
Yeah, I worked several.
I don't know
if I'm going to Reaches or not. Probably not.
No, I probably won't.
I think I worked one and was in line for 3 and won't be going to Reach.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to Reaches. I think I'll just pick it up whenever.
Yeah, I'll just pick it up the next day, considering the fact that when it comes out, I will be at work.
The last one that I did was Halo 3, I think.
No, we went to, what was that one over at Brian's old store in the Dayton Strip Mall?
We didn't go for that one, though. We were supposed to work.
I wasn't supposed to work.
That was Final Fantasy 12.
I remember that day.
Yeah.
I remember it all too well.
Yeah, H. Dogger also says, also had a really good time getting to play Halo 3 with the crew last night. Yes, it was definitely fun. Although you are way too good to be playing against us. Just so you know.
Yeah.
We suck. Frustrated Fury says, also thank you guys for showing up to the ZTGD versus Front Towards Gamer game night. Give a thanks to Rockman53. He helped me out by playing. I know I have to apologize for that. I had something huge come up, and I couldn't join, and I felt bad because Frustrated Fury was the only one who showed up.
Nice.
So, it's life. Other people, we had things to do. Yeah. So you're welcome.
We're yeah. getting towards the end of the show. K-Dub's getting angry. I really meant to be there, and I have told Shanghai 6 that I will set up another night and play again because, yeah, I felt bad that I didn't make it. It just something major came up, and I couldn't make it. Snoop Dizzle says, serenade the listeners, Gambus. Others can join in, too. That's a sign for you
yeah,
to
what's
sing.
Going on? Gambus, sing.
Yeah, Gambus, you got to sing for us. You've been called out.
Why do you want me to sing?
I don't know. You're supposed to serenade. You're supposed to sing.
Oh. Just doesn't matter. Whatever.
Sing it.
Okay.
Sing Hungry Eyes.
I
feel the magic.
Let me see here. Okay. Here it goes. I can't believe what happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm on top of the world. It should have been someone else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on the wing of a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
Yep, it was just nice. You. Anyway, moving on. Frustrated Fury says, and by showing up, I mean no one, except for me.
Yeah, we got that.
And he says, oh, see, they make time for Halo, but not for Monday Night Combat. I guess they were just scared of Front Towards Gamer, except for me.
Yep, that's what it was.
Fixer says... What's that?
I had other stuff going on.
Yeah, I got pulled into baby duty and work.
Nice.
Fixer says, had fun Saturday night. Looking forward to playing Halo Reach with you guys. Come on, Gambus. It's your turn now. Drop the DS and play.
The DS has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Solid Sven says, I got a fever. The only prescription is more StarCraft 2. You guys want to play sometime or what? More Arnold and MGS Tourette's. So there you go.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Get to the chopper! The chopper!
What was that?
What? Anyway. Great. Out of con! Gray F34 says, hey guys, you all plan to play Halo co-op with Reach when the game comes out. Yeah, we plan to.
Just don't know when.
Just don't know when, yeah. Whether what night that'll fall on. And
yeah, you know, who knows?
Never can tell. So, yeah, we do plan on playing it, and I can't tell you when. But that's it. That's all of the tweets. I have to give a couple shout-outs right now. I know Kat is at PAX right now. She's got a bunch of content coming back your way. She'll be doing a lot of giveaways. She was also on a panel at PAX. So
sweet!
We'll be posting a video, hopefully, of that. Somebody got some recording of that or some audio of that. We'll be getting that up. Also, I want to point everybody to her article that we posted on ZTGD last week. It is called... I have to think of the name. Penny Arcade and Used Games, Legality and Morality. This is definitely something you guys want to read. It was very well done, and it discusses the big issue right now of used games being like piracy. So, yeah. So go read that. Also, a big shout out to everybody who showed up Saturday night for the Halo game, and we will be setting up another Versus game with Front Towards Gamer when we can all make it to play some Monday Night Combat. I think that's all my shout-outs. Some big stuff going on this week. I know we're going to announce the winner of the Halo Xbox, so we'll announce that this week. So stay tuned. We've already got the winner picked, so there you go.
Nice.
Oh.
So, Gambus, you can clean up with yours now.
Okay. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Evolve Gaming Podcast, the Front Toward Gamer Podcast, the Pink and Deadly Podcast, the Red Sun Gamer Podcast, the Down to For It X Podcast, and a special shout out to a future guest who just might be on the very next episode if we can arrange our schedules. This guy, he goes by the name of Johnny Millennium. He's also AKA the Happy Console Gamer on YouTube. He has a really awesome YouTube channel where he talks about games, and he usually posts a video about either once a week or maybe a couple times during a week. And he's been doing it for years now. And he's got a ton of videos that you can watch. And he mostly deals with classic gaming and rare games. He has a game collection that is just absolutely phenomenal. If you watch his videos, you'll see, I guess, a good section of his collection right behind him in the videos. His videos are very, very high production quality. One of which that stands out is was a Halloween episode where it was literally like a 10-minute movie of him and his friend trying to kill zombies, and it actually looked like it had a somewhat decent high production value. And very, very impressive. Very, very impressive stuff. But anyway, he just recently, him and a couple of other YouTube superstars have basically joined together, and they created their own podcast called the All Gen Gamer Podcast. And they basically talk about anything from Atari all the way up to what just came out. It's a really good show. They're only like 4 episodes in, so they're really, really new to the podcast scene. And I've been messaging Johnny Millennium on Facebook to try to negotiate him coming on our show, and he might be on next week.
Awesome. Does that wrap you up?
That's a wrap up.
All right. Well, you know how to get us out of here. We'll be back next week, and pay attention to the sites this week so we can announce the winner of the Halo Xbox.
Yes, play to win.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can! It's me, Mario!
Zero dollars.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.